Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's passing right before my eyes. And the best.
Welcome back. 34. I'm sorry, not 34. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Diana Furchgott-Roth is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, director of Manhattan Institute's economics21.org website, economics21.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. She's the author of Regulating to Disaster and the co-author of a new book coming out soon called Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young. Diana, thanks again for being here. The big news this week is the fact that Obamacare has been taken back to court, to the Supreme Court, for the second time since 2012. This is the King v. Burwell case. We've covered it a little bit earlier in the week with our mutual friend Grace Marie Turner.
Yeah.
Remind the audience what this is all about.
Well, Congress, in the Affordable Care Act, wanted states to set up their own exchanges. So it gave them a carrot. It said, if you set up your own state exchange, we will give subsidies for health insurance premiums to everybody in your state who earns under 400% mm-hmm. of the poverty line. That's $95,000 for a family of four. Well, the Affordable Care Act was such a bad idea that only about 14 states wanted to set up their exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
So the administration didn't know what to do. So the IRS said, because the exchanges don't work, because insurance is so expensive if people don't have those premiums.
Right.
So in March 2012, the IRS said, hey, we'll just fix this. We'll call every exchange a state exchange.
We'll just give
premiums to everybody.
On their own, without any authority.
Yeah, we'll just give premiums to everybody. We'll change the law. We'll say premiums go to everybody, not just people on a state exchange. We'll define an exchange as a state or federal exchange. That's just the thing that the IRS mm-hmm. can do. Except can it? That's the question King versus Burwell. Can it just redefine an exchange as a state or federal exchange, or does it have to be the letter of the law?
And they heard that argument on Wednesday from both sides. And I want to pick at something you said, and I corrected somebody else earlier. Congress didn't do this, folks. Make that law, that language, that way. That was a partisan vote. 100% Democrat, not a single Republican, voted for Obamacare. So it was the Democrat-controlled Congress.
Right,
I think that's important to point out.
Yeah.
But that's a distinction that needs to be made. So
they pushed it through with a parliamentary maneuver
mm-hmm.
that they should
yeah.
have used, called reconciliation. Now when yep. Republicans are talking about undoing it with that same parliamentary maneuver, they're saying, no, you can't, no, you
right.
can't.
Right, yeah. Yeah, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So, okay, what do you think is going to happen? There was a little bit of a wrinkle, though, wasn't there, Wednesday? They got thrown a little bit of a curve on some of the arguments that were made.
Oh, no. I spoke to one of the lawyers, Jacob Roth from Jones
right.
Day. He said it was exactly what they expected, and
mm-hmm.
it's just up to the Supreme Court to decide.
So it will be Kennedy. You don't think Robert? He's not going to do what he did last time and try to contrive something, right? You think he's going to go with the conservatives, right?
From the transcript, it looked like it was Kennedy that was the swing vote.
Right. Once again, and as he often is, based on his comments, what would you say right now? What would you say he is?
Well,
right
I can forecast the past, but I have a lot of trouble. I have more trouble with the future. I don't know what Kennedy is going
yeah,
to do, and
yeah.
I can't pretend that I do know
but
what
we
Kennedy
can pretty
is.
Much
but what he should do is stick with the letter of the law. Congress had very good
right.
reasons for passing the law the way
right.
it was. And, in fact, Jonathan Gruber, the MIT professor
yes,
who
did.
Called himself an architect of Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
went around saying that this provision was put in place to encourage the state
right.
To set up exchanges. And we can see this encouragement of state actions in many other ways. For example, if states have a drinking age under 21,
right.
they do not get any highway trust funds. If for 20 years, if states had a speed limit over 55 miles an hour,
right.
they did not get highway trust
mm-hmm.
funds. There are many ways that Congress conditions states' behavior bypassing
well,
that
you
law.
Said you said you wanted Justice Kennedy to stick to the letter of the law. I don't want Justice Kennedy to hear that because I think he'll do that regardless of how he rules. What I want is I want what you just said to be to ring in the ears of Sotomayor and to Kagan.
Right, right, exactly.
Who know the letter of law, but right. because of their ideology, I mean, I believe they basically have forecasted that they think that you know, that what happened was okay, even though the letter of the law doesn't say that.
Right, exactly, yes, yes. Now, some people think that the Supreme Court is going to be swayed in its actions by what might happen after their decision.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, after their decision, 8.5 million people could lose their subsidies.
Right.
And there are about 11 million people on the exchanges. But it's very easy for Congress to pass a law, and in fact, Grace Marie Turner and I advocated it in an op-ed in
right.
the New York Times. That enables people to keep the subsidies they've received and continue keeping them till the end of the year. By then, Congress could have thought of some other way of helping these states.
Well, they're actually coming up with those Plan Bs right now, aren't they? I mean, there've been several op-eds by members of Congress explaining how the Republicans' idea for how to help those people, so the Supreme Court doesn't have to worry about them.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes, and also. President Obama is going to have to sign a change in the law if King wins in King versus Burwell,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise the exchanges are just going to disappear in those states because
right.
the insurance is so expensive.
Right.
No one's going to take
it
up premium.
And it's expensive because Obamacare made it expensive.
Expensive because it's a gold, it's a bells and whistles package. It has everything. It's a Cadillac package.
Making,
you don't need all those things.
Making you mandating that you have coverage for things that you don't necessarily need and pay for them. And the Affordable Care Act is not affordable. Tintail, stay with us. Your business is now operating.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.